This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Today on Property Speaking, we're talking about a situation where this particular property is under several agents. And what that means, whether it means, you know, these agents are actually competing to sell the property, or is an emergency sale, or this property has been on the market for far too long. All right, it's going to be breaking it down for us. This is Philip Schoeman.
You know, I remember one of the times I was scrolling, trying to look for a place, and you come across a property that is under different people, and you're like, you don't know. So you end up looking for a friendlier face. I don't know if that's the right strategy or not, because I don't know what I'm looking for.
Or the prettiest real estate.
Yes. You're like, okay, who looks pretty?
Or somebody who took their profile picture like 80 years ago.
It's interesting, the kind of reasons, you know, we try to come from, and they may be far from what we need to be looking at. Well, Philip Schoeman is here. He's in the building. He's the broker and owner of Remax. Morning, Philip. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So, okay, let's start with what that whole situation means. What's the usual reason when we see different agents and their pictures and whatever, and we see this one property under different agents?
Okay, so I think in a future chat, we need to talk about the differences between open mandate, exclusive mandate, a sole mandate, and a managed mandate, which is something the market is lesser known of.
Okay. Yeah.
But it usually means if there's multiple agencies, the agents or the seller gave multiple agencies the opportunity to list, which is an open mandate. Mm-hmm. And it looks for a seller like a good thing, because more agents working on the property, more buyers, right?
Mm. Okay.
In reality, what it might do is actually look desperate to any potential buyer.
Is it?
Why are so many agents listing the property? Why did it not sell in the first week?
Mm.
Most properties that are priced correctly sell within a month.
Wait, then Philip, then why is it, like, if you see a particular property and there's like different agents, usually you find that maybe, let's say it says 900,000, someone will say 895,000.
So I've actually got a scenario where this went past what the seller was asking. Let me use the example.
Okay.
The seller was saying, I want 3 million in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
Right? The agents added the commission and advertised. So we went to market for 3,250, 3.3, somewhere there. And as these price wars started escalating, meaning the agents are competing, but not for you, for themselves.
Okay.
So you'll find out of these 10 agencies, one of them dropped the price by 10 grand. The other one dropped it by 20. And the seller is none the wiser. Remember, the seller doesn't have time to go on the websites consistently and check what his price is being advertised as. And, you know, the price has dropped up to a stage where we're advertising at 2.8 million. That means the seller's going to receive like 2.7, you know, when their asking price initially was 3.
Yeah.
So now you do find a buyer. Okay,
at somebody 2.7,
at 2.7, because that's what you advertised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that buyer is signing. He's like, oh, well priced. Property is good. It's a good price. And then you would proceed to present this offer to purchase to the seller. Yeah. And then some of these agents won't notify the seller at all. They'll just be now presented with a 2.7 million offer. And the dealers take it or leave it. And then the seller could say yes and accept. Or he could say no, meaning the only buyer that he had is now being chased away.
My goodness.
Yeah. And because of the desperation, nobody wants it, because it's like that old story where you walk past the stack of muffins every day and the muffin stack is not getting smaller. Makes you think what's wrong with it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, not this is an in-demand type of thing.
Sure. So from what you're saying, does this work for the seller or against the seller?
The reality is it could sometimes work for the seller, but in very few cases.
Uh-huh.
In most cases, the best way to do it is through an exclusive mandate. Let me just use an example. Let's say you go on holiday for 3 weeks and you need someone to feed your dogs while you're gone.
Yeah.
Do you ask one person to look after the dogs, knowing that you're going to SMS them, you're going to WhatsApp, check in with them, and you know the dogs are going to be fed because that person knows it's their responsibility and they're the only person that was asked? Or do you ask 50 people from your network? Listen, if you have a chance, pass by my house and feed my dogs.
That dog will die. It'll be overfed.
Won't be overfed. It will die. Nobody's going to stop and feed the dog. Unless in a perfect scenario, somebody comes and says, hey, I have dog food that I have no use for.
Mm.
Do you by any chance have use for this dog food?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I remember that there is a person that I told I will feed their dogs. So I'll take the dog food, and then by that chance, yes. But it's not going to be a consecrated effort. I mean, I've many times where clients on open mandates call me asking me why their property isn't selling. And I'll be like, listen, why am I taking your call? Please call all of the other 700 agencies that you and ask them. I told you when we listed your price was too high, and this is why you thought more agents, more chance of selling. Your best way to do it is actually on an exclusive mandate where you are the only one controlling the price. Now buyers that are shopping with other agents will have to come through you. And you get the chance to spin the narrative. Not to spin the narrative, but to explain exactly what's going on with the property and why it's priced the way it is.
So exclusive mandate is it's you dealing with one particular agent.
Yeah, it's exactly.
All right.
And that agent can then deal with the market.
All right.
You are trusting this person because of their skill base, knowledge base, marketing sphere, to handle the sale of your property, because you trust and click with them, you can hear they're knowledgeable, and you know effectively it's a guaranteed paycheck. Do you come to work if you're not sure you're going to get paid?
Mm-mm.
No.
Then why would I?
Yeah. And that's how we close it, ladies and gentlemen, on a high. I'm sure you all understand, you know, what the question we're asking this morning. Thank you so much, Philip. He's the owner and broker of Remax, Philip Schumann.
Thanks, guys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.